It's been said that hula dancers tell a story with their hands and fingers, then try to wiggle out of it. But that doesn't go for the Hawaiian story. An exotic blend of many races, our 50th state is almost without racial prejudice. From the days of the Hawaiian kings, the islands have been a proverbial mecca for those fleeing the pressures of everyday life. From the moment you set foot ashore, you shake off your trouble.
Aloha, welcome back to Hawaii Post. I'm your host, Tommy Stokes. This is episode 78. In this episode, I'll have your 7-day forecast for the week starting Friday, March 29th through Thursday, April 4th, 2024. In this episode, we will focus on Easter weekend events like brunches and concerts and, of course, Easter egg hunts. Also, we'll have our Hawaiian Word of the Week with Tommy Stokes Jr. coming up soon. Recently, Hawaii Post was featured on FeedSpot.com as one of the top 70 West Coast podcasts. And that's super exciting because, you know, the West Coast includes all of, you know, California, Oregon, going all the way up to Alaska. There's a lot of people, especially in LA, that have podcasts. So to be featured as one of the top 70 West Coast podcasts, that's awesome. I'm honored. Mahalo. I want to thank Anuj Agarwal. I hope I pronounced that right. I did practice it and then I stumbled. Anuj, please forgive me. But mahalo for sending me notification that you are including me in the top 70 West Coast podcasts. And this is awesome. And so I want you, the listener, to maybe stop by the website hawaiipost.com and I'll have a link for the blog.feedspot.com. / West Coast podcast. Sorry, I didn't mean to gnarl that up there, but I got it on the website at hawaiipost.com. And so once again, Anuj, mahalo for featuring Hawaii Post as one of the top 70 West Coast podcasts. And also over on Chartable, Hawaii Post was ranked top 10 in travel podcasts in Japan. Tomo arigato gozaimasu. Hawaii Post, okikimasu. That's thanks for listening to Hawaii Post in Japanese, I think. I'm learning Japanese. I'm getting better. If you're coming out to the islands this week and you listen to the show, why don't you drop me an email or a DM through Instagram, Facebook, X, and just say aloha, and I'll reach out and say aloha right back to you, and I'll also answer any questions that you have. So you can always hit me up through my DMs on my socials. Thank you for choosing Hawaii Post to be part of your Easter weekend celebration. I hope it's entertaining and informative. Are you ready? All right. Let's go. And now time for our Hawaii Post Word of the Week with our co-host, Tommy Stokes Jr.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back. So this week, I promise Tommy Stokes Jr. can promote his YouTube channel. So if you could be so kind to go check out his YouTube channel at the end of the Hawaiian Word of the Day, he's going to let you know where you can find his little videos. And we'll talk a little bit about that afterwards. Right, Tommy?
Yeah.
All right. So what is our Hawaiian Word of the Day, Tommy?
Huamanu.
What is huamanu?
Egg.
And why would egg be our Hawaiian word of the week?
Because Easter is coming this week.
That's right. It's actually this weekend on Sunday. In Hawaii, we have Easter egg hunts, but they don't necessarily call Easter huamanu hunts, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're like in a local family and they speak pidgin, well, maybe they're going to lace some Hawaiian in there. So you might hear an uncle talk to a keiki like this. Are you ready? Hey, did you get plenty huamanu?
Oh, I got choke huamanu, uncle.
Oh, shoots, brah. And that's how you might hear locals talking about. Of course, you know, do you speak Pidgin?
No.
No, I don't either, but I try. And Pidgin is a local way of kind of mixing up many different cultures and languages so everybody can kind of communicate at work and at play right here. All right, so Huamanu is our word of the week for this weekend being Easter. But before we go, do you know what Easter is really all about?
In Christianity, it marks the resurrection of Jesus 3 days after his death by crucifixion.
Excellent. Did you know that off the top of your head, or were you reading a script that I wrote for you?
I was reading a script.
He did a good job, Tom. Oh, hey, did you like the artwork for this episode, number 78 of Hawaii Post?
I loved it.
You know, I did that using AI image generation. Is it pretty cool?
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
3 eggs on the beach and making an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, they're like an Aloha shirt print Easter eggs on the beach.
Yeah.
So you could check that out if you go to hawaiipost.com, and you'll be able to see this AI artwork that I generate for each episode. I try to make them interesting. And sometimes I use my own photos and my own graphics, right? All right, so that's at hawaiipost.com. Hey, one more thing. I would like to give credit to the AI image generator, IMG2, the number 2, go.com. It's easy, it's good quality, intuitive, and it's free. Of course, you can pay a fee to access more features. Why don't you check them out, support the shows, or support the websites that support this show. And I appreciate everything that Image2Go does for this show at Hawaii Post. Mahalo, IMG2Go.com. All right, hey, before we go, speaking of websites and promoting, tell me about your YouTube channel. What do you do on your YouTube channel?
I'm a gamer and I show people what I play.
Okay, so what kind of games do you play?
I play Roblox, Brawl Stars, and Minecraft.
All right, and people watch you play a game?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I couldn't stand sitting around on a couch while somebody else was like playing, what was it, PlayStation at the time? So this is amazing that people watch others play games. And do you have an audience?
Yeah.
About how many people watched your last video?
239 viewers.
That's awesome, dude. And our audience out here, you, our loyal listeners here at Hawaii Post, you're going to go out there and check out Tommy Stokes Jr. as he posts his videos at YouTube. Now tell us the channel, please.
Toe is good. TOWISGOOD. No spaces.
All right. Toe is good. All right. Yeah. Especially when you're in distress. Toe is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for helping me with the Hawaiian word of the day. Do you want to say happy Easter and aloha?
Happy Easter and aloha.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo, Tommy.
Mahalo.
Hello, I'm Linda Santos, and I'm the director of the Honolulu Zoo. And please come and visit us and enjoy the sunny Hawaii, Honolulu Zoo. And you're listening to Hawaii Post.
Anila Nalu Ame Polani. Weather, surf, and night sky. This is your Hawaii Post 7-day forecast for Friday, March 29th through Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Let's get going with this one here. And it is Aloha Friday here in the islands. It's a beautiful Good Friday. It's mostly sunny, and good news, we're going to have mostly sunny skies for the upcoming week. Sure, there will be some passing showers and morning clouds. And next Wednesday and possibly Tuesday, it's going to be pretty humid and there's a greater chance of precipitation, like a 50% chance. And so it's going to be the hottest day of the week, and you may want to be prepared for that. There will be passing showers and morning clouds. Next Wednesday, it's going to be pretty humid, and also it's probably going to be the hottest day of the week. And then there's probably going to be a lot of showers in the morning, and then by mid-afternoon, certainly by sunset, those clouds will break on Wednesday of next week. Our winds are typical trade winds. They've been blowing out of the north-northeast for about a week and a half now, but it looks like we're in for a shift. Currently, it's 10 to 20 miles an hour. By next Tuesday, the winds will shift and slow down, and it will swing all the way around the compass down to the south. And the winds will be coming in out of the south-southwest on Tuesday, and Wednesday it will be blowing in out of the south southeast, and by Thursday we're right back to our north northeast trade winds. And when it is windy, when the winds come up from the south, such as the south southwest, the south south southeast, it tends to be a little bit more humid, and that's why Wednesday will be more humid and we'll possibly see some morning showers, because those warm airs push in those morning hours and create sometimes thunderstorms. And we always like to see that here on the islands. Anyhow, we're in for a beautiful week ahead here, and the winds should be pretty interesting, and we'll see a variable of different kind of wind directions. That's something to look forward to, right? Temperature averages will be in the highs, about 79 to 85 degrees, which is 26 to 28 degrees Celsius. Our warmest day, as I mentioned, will be on Wednesday with a 50% chance of precipitation. And our lows will be declining through the week, and meaning it's going to start off around 72 degrees for our lows, but by next Thursday night, it'll be our coolest night at 68 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's about 20 degrees Celsius. Our sea temperatures range from about 78 to 82 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 25 to 26 degrees Celsius. We are up one whole degree from last week, and that's just great because I love warm water. And warm water makes for wonderful conditions for surf. And playing at the beach here in Hawaii. Who wants to jump in cold water here in Hawaii, right? You come to Hawaii for the warm water, the beautiful sun, and the golden beaches. The aloha. The hula. What else can we throw in there? Spam musubi. All right, and the ukulele. All right, anyways, let's get right back to the 7-day forecast here. This week, we have our sunrise around 6:25 a.m. and our sunset will be around 6:45 p.m., which means we have just about 12 and a half hours of daylight to enjoy here in the islands. Let's move on over to our surf report. Our music is by one of our favorite surf bands here on the show. It's Salon Kingsador. They're from New Zealand. I encourage you to support the bands that support this show. And Salon Kingsador, they have been supporting my show ever since Hawaii Surf Session Report, which was started back in 2005. The song we're going to listen to is Acapulco Gold, and it comes from their album Mountain Rescue. I will have a link to the band and their music on my website at hawaiipost.com. And now, here's your surf report. Our north-facing shores are 2 to 3 feet with a possible 7-foot faces, and it's holding steady throughout the week. On the west sides of these islands, it's 1 to 2 and holding all week long. On the south shores, it's flat to a foot. What can I say? Come Tuesday and Wednesday, those winds are going to be coming up from the south, and it's probably going to be pushing those flat to a foot waves over, and it's going to get a little mushy out there. On the east side, it is holding at 2 to 3, which means you will see the occasional 5-foot face rolling through, but with these winds, it's going to be pretty sloppy, choppy, bumpy, maybe grumpy, but as always, with surfing, your next wave could be the best ride ever. So get out there and get wet and have a great surf session. Okay, let's take a look at our surf contest. There's only one surf contest to mention. It's the Hawaii Surf Association Surf Series at Sandy Beach. And that will be this weekend, 26th through the 27th of March. And it's a great venue. There's plenty of parking. You're gonna see a lot of locals. You don't have to drive all the way out to the North Shore, and you can stop by Hawaii Kai and, you know, go to the Coco Marina. They got a lot of restaurants over there. So make it a day. Go to a surf contest, go get some dinner, drive back to town towards sunset. It's a beautiful view. End up back at your hotel. You know, the whole thing. Does that sound like a great plan? That's why you listen to this show, because I give you ideas of what you can do here in Hawaii on your vacation, or even if you live here. Now it's time to move on to our night sky. So let's kick off our slippers and step outside and take a look up in our beautiful heavenly skies. Tonight, the moon is waning. It's about 84% illumination, but by next Thursday, it's a 21% illumination. And then our new moon is coming up early next week after this week. Did I say that right? I don't know. This week's moonrise and moonset are rounded to the nearest 5 minutes. It just makes it easier for you to remember. Our moonrise Friday will be about 10:50, and then it will set early tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, at 9:52 a.m. And next Thursday, moonrise will be at 3:30 a.m., and the moon will set at 3 p.m., so you probably won't get to see the moon in the sky midweek coming up. But something you will see in the sky this week will be our visible planets. Let's take a look at our visible planets, which kind of form a nice rainbow arc of planets right across the night sky here in the islands. In our night sky, Mercury will be setting at 7:59, which will be pretty close to the sunset hour. Looking for Mercury will be difficult because it's so close to the sun. But let's include Mercury this week. Also, there's Venus. It will rise at about 5:40 in the morning on Saturday, and throughout the week, Mars will be rising around 4:45, and then Jupiter will set at 9:30 p.m., and Saturn will be rising at about 5:12 a.m., which means you'll probably see it in the evening sky. Uranus, well, it's going to be up in the night sky until about 9:46, but Uranus is difficult to see, so I just wanted to let you know it's up there. So bring your telescope if you want to see Uranus. And if you're curious, Neptune, well, it rises at 5:55 a.m. and you wouldn't be able to see it because it's during the daylight hours. All right, so hey, let's take a look at our astronomical notes here. Our astronomical notes for the week are this. I stand corrected. Last week I was a little bit wrong when I was talking about what Hawaii would witness as far as the solar eclipse, which is coming up on April 8th. So I went to a trusted source for my astronomy, which would be the Imiloa Hawaii.org sky charts. Imiloa is an astronomy center in Hilo, and their website is really cool. They have a sky chart for each month with Hawaiian and English words representing the stars, the direction that you want to look to see these stars, and the constellations, which are also in English and Hawaiian. It's a pretty neat graphic, so if you'd like to check it out, stop by the Imiloa Astronomy Center website, and I have a link on the website at hawaiipost.com. And this is what they have to say about the partial solar eclipse, which we will, well, come close to seeing here in Hawaii. A total solar eclipse will cross North America on April 8th as the sun is blocked by the moon. The eclipse will pass over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. In Hawaii, a partial solar eclipse will occur starting around 6:30 a.m. and peaking around 7:13 a.m. Safety is the number one priority when viewing the solar eclipse, even if it's during the sunrise hours. Make sure you use safe solar viewers. Sunglasses are not safe for viewing the sun. I think we all know that by the end of sixth grade, but it's a great reminder, and it's really important because you don't want to burn your retinas, your cornea, and everything else that, you know, gives you good vision. So the next partial solar eclipse in Hawaii will occur on October 2nd of this year. But if you'd like to see the upcoming solar eclipse, you're going to see it here in the islands at 6:30 a.m. on April 8th, which is not coming up until 2 weeks from now. So stay tuned and stay stoked for that. And I want to thank the Imiloa Hawaii Astronomy Center over in Hilo. Dun, 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 dun. Ho'okipa. This is our events calendar. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's March 29th, 30th, and 31st, the Wailers will be performing at the Blue Note here in Waikiki, and that's at the Outrigger. Mike Sherm, he'll be at the Republic on Friday night, and the Sponges will be at the HB Social Club. On Saturday, Jay Boog, he'll be performing at the Waikiki Shell, and that's on March 30th, right there at Kapi'olani Park. And Senpai Squad, they'll be at the HB Social Club, and that's also on Saturday. Then on Thursday, it's John B. He'll be at the Blue Note. And then my friend Kenny from Ohio. We went to elementary school, played soccer together, went to college together, went to Grateful Dead shows together. He's still a great friend. He sent me a text message and said, Dark Star Orchestra will be playing in Honolulu coming up. And so I said, yes, I know. They're playing at the Hawaii Theater on Thursday. Dark Star Orchestra. Now, I told Kenny, I don't really like cover bands necessarily, but let's take a listen to the Dark Star Orchestra play Eyes of the World. And this is from Mountain Jam 2014. For this band, I'm going to make an exception. Thursday night, I'll be at Dark Star Orchestra. Thank you, Kenny, for reminding me. I'm all stoked up. I think I'll be buying tickets this weekend. And if you're going to the Dark Star Orchestra, just look for some 6'6" guy that walks around smiling the whole time. That'd be me. All right. And that's your concert calendar for this upcoming week. And now our mini feature is actually part of our events calendar this week. We are going to talk a little bit about Easter. It's Easter weekend, and maybe you would like to take your keiki or your children, maybe even your entire family, to an Easter egg hunt here in Hawaii. Oh, how exciting. So I have a pretty comprehensive list right here on my screen ready to share with you, and it comes to us from HawaiiParentMedia.com, and that's Hawaii Parent Magazine. If you are a young parent out here, you sure are familiar with the Hawaii Parent Magazine. You see it in every grocery store. Almost every place that kids go, they're going to have these magazines right by the door. And so this is another one of those publications that I'm referring you to. So when you come out to the islands, it's a great publication to pick up and see what activities you can get involved in. And naturally, I can't always tell you all the activities, but I try to point out some of the highlights and the features and remind you that I go to the source, and I put all my sources on my website at hawaiipost.com via link, and you'll be able to go to places like Hawaii Parent Magazine, which has this incredible list of Easter egg hunts in Hawaii. So let's get right to it. Now, if you're looking to put a little huamanu, what is that? That's an egg. If you're putting some huamanu in a basket, it's Easter time here in Hawaii. Since Easter Sunday is pretty much a family holiday, as well as a very important religious holiday, they don't always have Easter egg hunts on Sunday, which is Easter. So here in the islands, they have a lot of Easter egg hunts on Saturday. So let's start off on Saturday, March 30th at 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Cocoa Head Complex. It's the Eggstravaganza. And I took my young man, Jimmy Mack, to these Easter egg hunts while he was a kid. I think we did it from age 2 all the way up to, oh my gosh, I think he was in 4th grade before we stopped going to the Eggstravaganza, and I gotta tell you, it's a lot of fun. So if you wanna take your Keiki out to an Easter egg hunt on the east side of the island, that would be the Cocoa Head Complex Eggstravaganza. It's brought to you by the City and County of Honolulu. Fun Factory Easter egg hunt, and this is at all Fun Factory locations, Windward Mall, Kamehameha Shopping Center, and the Kahala Mall. It will be from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at every location for Fun Factory. And that's going to be a unique way to celebrate your Easter egg hunt at Fun Factory, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's an arcade here in the islands. Would you like to have breakfast with the Easter Bunny? Well, on March 30th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at Dave & Buster's here in Honolulu, you can join the Easter Bunny, and then you can also do their Easter egg hunt. I think it's $5 per guest. So that could be a lot of fun. They have all sorts of things going on. It starts at 9:30 a.m., airbrush tattoos, balloon art, photo opportunities, and of course the Easter Bunny will be there. If you'd like to have breakfast with the Easter Bunny, he'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe after Dave & Buster's. That will be at 10 a.m. And also they will have a lot of music and entertainment for children, so there's a lot of joy and laughter to be provided by the entertainers and, of course, the Easter Bunny. And that's at the Hard Rock Cafe in Waikiki from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's breakfast with the bunny at Hard Rock Cafe. And then we have the Easter Festival, and this is at the Hawaii Kai Town Center, another event that we used to go to. The Hawaii Kai Town Center is right on the water out there in Hawaii Kai, which is the east side of the island, and you can bring your entire ohana to the annual Easter Festival at the Hawaii Kai Town Center. They have activities like photo booths, Easter Bunny, keiki balloons, animals, and giveaways, and you can also spin a big wheel to see if you win a prize. And I think almost everybody wins a prize when they spin that wheel. So head on over to the Hawaii Kai Town Center. And that is the comprehensive list for Saturday. I have 2 more Easter egg hunts that are going to take place on Easter Day, on Sunday, March 31st. It's Kids Art and Club Scientific Easter Egg Hunt. And this will be held at the Lokahi Kailua Market, and that's over in Kailua. And that's over on the east side of Honolulu in Kailua. And it occurs from 9:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. So there's plenty of time to swing over to the east side on Sunday morning and start out and your day with an Easter egg hunt. It's the Kids Art and Club Scientific Easter Egg Hunt. And once again, I'll have links for all these on my website. The last one I want to tell you about, and this could be a lot of fun if you want to take your family to an Easter egg hunt or some kind of amazing gold and platinum egg hunt, I have the perfect event for you. And yes, Tommy has gone to this event before. It's called the annual Golden Platinum Egg Hunt at Wet and Wild. This is the 9th annual Gold and Platinum Egg Hunt. It starts at 9:30 a.m. It's at the Wet and Wild Water Park on the west side of Oahu. You can join the hunt for hidden gold and platinum eggs. There will be only 24 golden eggs with exciting prizes, including a free cabana certificate, which means you can get a certificate and go cruise in the cabana, staying out of the sun while you watch your kids play in the wave pool and have a great time. You can drink some adult drinks. And that is your comprehensive Easter egg hunt list brought to you by HawaiiParentMedia.com. For links to all these hunts, you want to go to HawaiiPost.com, episode 78. Go to the events calendar and you'll find links to every one of these Easter egg hunts. It's true that this is a religious holiday, but if you are not a religious type person or a Christian, that doesn't mean you can't really celebrate the holiday. Here in Hawaii, they have all sorts of outdoor services, so you could just walk right up and participate in a religious service without feeling like you have to belong to a church. But if you do belong to a church, we have every Dominion of Church out here. Denomination of churches here in Hawaii, from Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, go all the way down the line. I mean, we, Jehovah Witness, I believe they even celebrate Easter, I hope. And there's plenty of Mormons on the island too. So no matter what your religion is, if you're looking to go to a church on Easter, please take the time to go visit a church and spend time in communion with your fellow man and woman there in the congregation and enjoy Easter in Hawaii at a church service. But if you would like to go to a sunrise service in Hawaii for Easter, I have two sunrise services that you may be interested in here. It's the Easter sunrise service at Kapa'a, and that's over on Kauai. It starts at 6:30 a.m. and goes to 7:30 a.m. Once again, there will be a link for information and details on HawaiiPost.com, episode number 78. That's this episode. Thanks for listening. And here is one more sunrise service that you may want to attend. This is the Punch Bowl Cemetery Easter sunrise service. And this is a little bit more of a military style sunrise service, but it's also, they bring in pastors and ministers from many different denominations, and they get up and say a few words and deliver a message on Easter morning. And when I worked for KHON Channel 2 as a cameraman, I went and did this event. I covered it, and that would be on a Sunday morning. And usually those days as a cameraman, you're a photojournalist as well. So you go out, you record it, you go back to the station, and you create a natural sound package is what they used to call it, or they probably still do. So I used the natural sounds and the interviews that I gathered at the event and put together my own package. And I always found that to be a privilege. And so if you'd like to go see the Punch Bowl Cemetery Easter sunrise service, that is at the beautiful Punch Bowl Cemetery right at the foot of the mountains behind Honolulu, downtown Honolulu. It's the Punch Bowl, and it starts at 6:15 a.m. and it goes to 7:15 a.m. So there are two sunrise services that I am suggesting you might want to attend. That would be in Kauai. That's the Easter sunrise service, Kapa'a. And then there is the Punch Bowl Cemetery Easter service that's in Honolulu, and that one starts at 6:15 a.m. Now, part of our Easter special here, I want to highlight a couple great restaurants that you can visit on Easter morning. And this list is brought to you by HonoluluMagazine.com. I have a link on my website at HawaiiPost.com. In Lanikai, they have a Happy Easter brunch. And this is at a restaurant that's called Buzz's Original Steakhouse. It's right across the street from world famous Lanikai Beach. I'm sure you're familiar with it if you've been over in the area. You can go to the Buffett at the Buffett. Did I just say that? To Jimmy Buffett. You can go to Jimmy Buffett. You can go to the buffet at the Hyatt in Waikiki. They have the whole menu here on this article. So you got to go to hawaiipost.com, where I have a link to this article, which is the HonoluluMagazine.com article featuring all these great places you can go for brunch on Easter. Look at this. Oh my gosh. Brug Bakery, and that's in Ala Moana. That's not a sit-down restaurant. You just go in there and get these Japanese-style pastries. It's delicious. What we have here at the Ala Moana Shopping Center, you can go to Big Island Cookies. They have some special cookies for Easter. The Big City Diner is featuring Easter weekend specials for families and meals to go. They're welcoming pre-orders as well because it gets kind of busy. And this is kind of fun. A Cake Life. That's a really nice restaurant. It's right in Mo'ili'ili. That's where my Surf Session Report office used to be. It was right across the street. This article has so many great pictures. I'm going to stop right there. Okay, I'm going to say you want to go to HonoluluMagazine.com and look at this comprehensive list that they have put together for you for places that you can go get a snack, a dessert, or a full-on brunch on Easter. And you'll find that link at HawaiiPost.com, episode number 78. And that wraps up our events calendar.
Born of the sea through volcanic violence of nature, the Hawaiian Islands were a proud kingdom, a loyal territory, and are now a bright 50th star in our flag. Hawaii, our state of paradise.
We're going to drop a segment on this episode. Usually right around now, I talk about days you can celebrate no matter where you are around the world. It's the World Day calendar, but I have to wrap this episode up today. My son is at a track meet, and I'm going to walk out the door here in a couple minutes and go cheer him on. And then after that, I get back, I'll edit it and try to post this by midnight on Friday. Well, I'll probably make it by 9 o'clock. That's probably when the Whalers hit the stage on Friday night. But I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Thank you very much for listening. If you're coming out to the islands, I encourage you to have fun, do good, be safe. Feel free to pick up some trash if you see it. You can always leave Hawaii more beautiful than you found it. That's kind of like the Boy Scout motto. And it's not a bad thing to do because you can make this place a better place even if you're just visiting it once in your lifetime. You can leave an impact by picking up trash and making it a better place, right? Be alert. Paradise can lull you into a false sense of security. And stay on the trail. Stop walking when you want to take a picture or selfie, because if you fall off the trail, it's a long way down. And then if you're out on the beautiful coastlines of these wonderful islands we call our home here in Hawaii, please be careful. And if you can't swim, when in doubt, don't go out. And that way you don't put yourself in danger, and those who want to rescue you, they put their lives in danger. So please, akamai kudasai, which is be smart in Hawaiian, and kudasai is please in Japanese. Mahalo to our lifeguards, first responders, armed service members, and those who volunteer to make Hawaii a beautiful and safe place to live and visit. Be kind and support the show. Swing by HawaiiPost.com, click the contact and support link, and you can make a donation to the show via PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, or you can even drop some crypto in the crypto jar. I always love getting some crypto. Surprise me. Somebody, make a donation. It'd be great. And if you'd like to remain anonymous, I'll keep you anonymous, but I'll celebrate anyways. I'll just keep your name anonymous. Otherwise, send me a message along with your donation. I'd be happy to share it with the audience here. For show notes, you can go to HawaiiPost.com. I have links to all my socials. And until next week, I bid you a fond farewell. Aloha. All right.